What's up, podcast world? This your man Butter Trillion, back with my second episode on the Butter Trillion podcast show. That's the name for now. I'll figure out a different name later. I might change it, but that's the name we're going with for now. Okay, on my second episode, we're going to cover the topic, greatest of all time, the GOAT conversation between Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. It's so much heavy debate on who is the GOAT. Who is the greatest of all time? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Kobe Bryant? Is it LeBron James? People have their argument for each player, and each one of these players is amazing. And that's why we can have this debate. That's why we can have this argument. Everybody likes to talk about the championships. Jordan got 6. Kobe got 5. LeBron has 3. But everybody don't know about the beginning years. The first 4 years of each player in the NBA. So that's what I'm going to cover today. The first 4 years of each player, along with the championships and the playoff stats, what each person did in those finals. So let's get into it. But before we get into it, I want all of my listeners to follow me. Follow me on all social media platforms. Follow me on Instagram at Butter Trillion. On my Instagram, it's more of my music Instagram. Right now, I do music, putting together songs. So it's more of my music, and I'm going to put more pictures of myself on there. That's going to be the main place where you can find photos of me. I want y'all to subscribe to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is at Butter Trillion. I'm going to be vlogging on there for y'all. I just started vlogging a couple weeks ago. I got like 4 vlogs. It's just about my daily life and the grind that I'm on. Living in Atlanta right now, getting ready to move to Las Vegas at the end of this year. I'm going to capture all that, playing poker, the podcast, the music. Everything's going to be on my YouTube, and I'm going to be vlogging it. And I want you to also follow me on Twitter at Butter Trillion. I tweet here and there. That's how you can catch me just in real time on what I got going on, things that's on my mind. So yeah, follow me at Butter Trillion on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Let's get into the episode. All right. First up, we got Michael Jordan, MJ, Air Jordan. We're going to cover Jordan first because he came first. So we're going to cover each player in order that they came into the NBA. Okay? So Michael Jordan was a first round draft pick, picked at number 13. Okay? His rookie year was 1984 through the 85 was his rookie year season in the NBA. Okay? Michael Jordan, rookie year, he played 82 games, and he started all 82 games. Came in as a rookie, he averaged 28.2 points per game, 6.5 rebounds per game, 5.9 assists per game, 2.4 steals per game as a rookie. 28 points a game, 6 rebounds, almost 6 assists, almost 2.5 steals, And he played all 82 games and started all 82 games. That's Michael Jordan, rookie year. He also won Rookie of the Year that year. Second year, 85-86 season, he only played 18 games and started 7 games. He broke his leg that year, so he only started 7 games, only played in 18, and he averaged 22.7 points per game, 3.6 rebounds, 2.9 assists, 2.1 steals, coming off of a broke leg. I believe that year that he came back towards the end of the season, and then the playoffs against the Boston Celtics, I want to say he dropped 69 points that game. Not 100% sure on that, but that's, I believe that was, you know, his career high in points too, but go move on to his third year. Okay, so third year, came back fully healthy from the broke leg. And in his third year, he averaged 37.1 points per game, 5.2 rebounds, 4.6 assists, and 2.9 steals per game while playing all 82 games. Started all 82 games and played all 82 games. He was a starter from then, but that's amazing. 37 points per game your third year, that's unbelievable. His fourth year, 87-88 season, he averaged 35 points per game, rebounds, 5.5 rebounds a game, assists, 5.9, almost 6 assists per game, and steals per game, he upped it to 3.2 steals per game. And he also averaged 1 block a game. I didn't mention the blocks in the other season because he didn't average more than 1 block a game. He actually averaged in his fourth year 1.6 blocks a game. And he played in all 82 games, started all 82 games. Okay, so that's Michael Jordan's first 4 years. That's 1984 through 1988. You got coming in as a rookie, winning Rookie of the Year, 28 points a game. Second year, injury setback to 22. That's still, you know, coming off an injury, that's, you know, hun, that goes just 22 points a game, you know, off of a broke leg. Third year, 37 points a game. Fourth year, 35 points a game. Okay. Over his entire career, he was first team defense 9 times. 9 times Jordan was first team defense. Okay. 1988, 89, 1990, 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98. 9 times first team all defense. So Jordan just ain't do it on one side of the ball. He did it on both sides. He played offense and he played defense. Okay? First team defense. He was Defensive Player of the Year in 1988. That was his fourth season. His fourth season, the year he averaged 35 points a game, 5 rebounds, almost 6 assists. With those 3.2 steals a game and almost 2 blocks a game, he won Defensive Player of the Year in his fourth year. Okay, he went on to win an NBA championship in 1991, 92, 93. He retired 94-95, came back, won a championship 96, 97, and 98. And then he retired again. Okay, he was the MVP of the league 5 times. 98, 91, 92. I'm sorry, 1988, 91, 92, 96, and 1998 was the most valuable player of the entire league regular season 5 times, okay? His game highs, career highs. The most points he scored in the game was 69 points. The most rebounds in the game, 19. Most assists in the game is 17. Most steals in the game is 10. And most blocks in the game is 6. Man, these are some unbelievable stats. Rookies ain't, people ain't coming into the NBA no more in their rookie year averaging 28 points a game, 6 rebounds, almost 6 assists, 2.5 steals, playing all 82 games and starting all 82 games. That's just unreal, unbelievable, okay? So next up, we got Kobe Bryant. Kobe was a first round pick. He also was pick number 13. And Kobe's rookie year, okay? Kobe's rookie year, Kobe played in 71 games, but he only started in 6 games. Kobe came straight out of high school. Jordan didn't come straight out of high school. Jordan went to North Carolina. He went to college first. But Kobe, straight out of high school, rookie year, 96 through 97 was his rookie season. Played in 71 games, only started 6. Kobe averaged 7.6 points per game. Rebounds 1.9, assists 1.3, steals 0.7, and he was playing behind Eddie Jones. So Kobe came off the bench, young, straight out of high school. Kobe had to work his way to a starting position. Kobe's second year, he. The 97-98 season, he played in 79 games, only started 1 game that season, okay? But he upped. He more than doubled his points per game that year. He went to averaging 15.4 points per game, 3.1 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 0.9 steals, almost a steal a game. So he doubled what he did in his rookie year. His second year, he came and doubled everything, which means he was working hard in the summer, getting stronger, getting better, getting more comfortable. Okay, his third year, which was 98-99 season, that was also the NBA lockout. The NBA had a lockout that year, and so they didn't get a full season in his third year. But he upped his stats again. His third year, he averaged 19.9 points per game, almost 20 points a game, 5.3 rebounds, 3.8 assists, 1.4 steals, and 1 block a game. Like I said, I didn't mention Jordan blocks until he reached at least a block a game, so Kobe, we're going to add his in here. He was averaging 1 block a game that year. And he played in 50 games, and he started all 50 games. So Kobe's third year in the NBA is when he became a starter, and that was a lockout season. They started late, so I believe they only played 50 regular season games that year. So he started every game, played every game. Okay, so then you have Kobe Bryant's fourth year in the league. Okay, so his fourth year. Now, this is the 99-2000 season. This is when the Lakers win their first title, first of three in his fourth year. Kobe Bryant averaged 22.5 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 4.9 assists, 1.6 steals. He played in 66 games, and he started 62. Okay? And they won the NBA championship that year. Kobe, he didn't win the Rookie of the Year. He was coming off the bench in 7.6. He did get some rookie honors. I think he made like rookie second team. But over his whole career, Kobe was first team defense 9 times. First team defense 9 times. 2000, 2003, 2004, 2006 season, 2007, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Kobe was first team defense. So Kobe did it on both ends also throughout his career. He was a two-way player. Not only would he score on you, but he's going to play the best defense that it is in the league at his position. Okay? The NBA championship, Kobe has 5. He won in 2000, 2001, 2002, and then came back 2009, 2010. 5 championships. He was the most valuable player of the league 1 time in 2008. I think they kind of robbed him on there. He was definitely, I definitely believe he should have won in the 2006 season. 2005, 2006 season. Kobe Bryant should have won the most valuable player. But as we all know, the NBA likes to more than likely give it to the player on the team with the best record or top 2 records. That year, the Lakers weren't that good, even though they made the playoffs. We got Kobe Bryant game highs, his career highs for points. Most points in the game Kobe scored was 81. Most rebounds in the game, 16. Most assists in the game, 17. Most steals in the game, he got 7. And most blocks in the game, 5 blocks. It's Kobe Bryant. Amazing career. And the other GOAT player that we got is LeBron James, okay? LeBron James was the first overall pick of the whole NBA draft. LeBron James, straight out of high school, straight to the league, first overall pick. That's amazing right there. And he didn't disappoint. LeBron James, rookie year, the 03-04 season, LeBron James averaged 20.9 points per game. 5.5 rebounds per game, 5.9 almost 6 assists per game, 1.6 steals per game, and he played in 79 games, and he started all 79 games. So LeBron James, like Michael Jordan, came in the NBA and was a starter immediately. First game, he was a starter and did his thing. His second year, 04-05 season, he upped his game. It went to 27.2 points per game, 7.3 rebounds, 7 assists per game, 2.2 steals per game. He played in 80 games that year, and he started all 80. That was his second year, so he upped everything, the points, the rebounds, the assists, and the steals. So he clearly got better and was moving towards that prime stage. Like I said, I'm covering these first 4 years because the first 4 years in the league, it's a big transition. You know, definitely for a player coming straight from high school to the NBA. I mean, it's already a transition for college players coming from college going to the NBA. You got to get adjusted. You going from playing 30 games in high school, 40 games in college, if you make the NCAA tournament and you playing more games, 40 some games in college, to you going to, you playing a 82 game season. You playing back to back some nights. You flying all over the country, you playing in one city, getting on the plane, the next day going to a whole nother state, a whole nother city, getting some rest, waking up, and playing against the best athletes in the world. So it is a huge transition from high school, college, to the pros. So, you know, it's a transition. Your first year, your rookie year, everything is hitting you pretty hard once you hit the league. Everything is brand new. Your second year, it ain't so crazy and fast, but it's still it's new. You're still catching your feet. Your third year, you're more comfortable. By your fourth year, you coming into your prime. Your fourth year, you solidified, and after that, you in your prime. So that's why we're doing the first 4 years. So third year, LeBron James' third year, his points per game shot up. He averaging 31.4 points per game. This is the 05-06 season. 7 rebounds per game, 6.6 assists per game, steals 1.6. He played in 79 and he started in 79. Okay. His fourth year 06-07 season, this one, he took the Cavaliers to the finals. They got swept by the Spurs that year, but that team was pretty much all LeBron James. They had some other solid players. I believe Eric Snow, who was on the Sixers when they went to the finals. You know, they had a few people, but, man, it was all LeBron James. So we don't take nothing away from LeBron for the Cavaliers getting swept in that 06-07 finals by the Spurs. We know how great the Spurs is with Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. That whole system over there, the Spurs won in the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s. So they are a franchise to be reckoned with for sure. But his fourth year, he averaged 27.3 points per game, 6.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.6 steals. He played in 78 games, and he started all 78 games. He was the 2003-2004 Rookie of the Year. He was a 5-time first-team defense, the 09, the 2009-2010 season, 2011-2012, and 2013. He won the first-team defense 5-time. He was an NBA champion 3 times, the 2012-2013, and 2016 season. 4 MVPs, the 2009-2010, 2012, and 2013 season. He was the most valuable player of the NBA during the regular season. His game high, career highs, points in the game, 61 rebounds in the game, 19 assists in the game, 19 steals in the game, 7 and 5 blocks was his game highs for his career. Okay, so that's Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Y'all got the stats of the first 4 seasons of each one of these players. Tell me what y'all think. I want to hear what y'all think. From those stats that I just read off to you, who had the better first 4 years? You tell me. All right. Now let's get into who is the greatest of all time. Who is the GOAT? And that answer is easy. It's easy. It's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. That's the main reason I'm doing this podcast, is because I'm tired. I'm tired of people saying LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. It's ridiculous. Okay? We just went over the stats of his first 4 years in the NBA. Those stats is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Rookie, 28 points a game. Third year, 37 points a game. Fourth year, 35. 5 rebounds, almost 6 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, defensive player of the year. First team all defense 9 times. You know, those just the first 4 year stats that I read off about Michael Jordan. We didn't even cover the championships. Y'all know the story on the rings. 6 final appearances and 6 championships. Never lost the finals. Never got to a game 7. Okay? The man averaged 30 points, at least 30 points per game. 8 seasons, he averaged at least 30 points per game. Okay? Kobe only did it 3 times, averaging 30 points a game. And LeBron only did it twice, averaging 30 points a game. And it ain't just about the offense. This is what I don't understand about people putting LeBron James over Michael Jordan. Like, the game is just offense. The game is not just offense. It's defense. Jordan was the best offensive player and the best defensive player. The best guard at his position won defensive player of the year. 9 times first team defense. LeBron only did it 5. Kobe did it 9 times also. So, this podcast is more on a debate between Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. We can leave Jordan out of it. Jordan is the GOAT. He's on another level. And this not to say anything bad about Kobe or LeBron, because these are the best of the best. So when we having this argument, and I'm saying what I'm saying, it's we arguing about the best of the best, so it's no disrespect at all. But what Jordan did, LeBron James is not doing, and Kobe Bryant didn't even match it. I had to go back to look at the Jordan stats from 84 to 90, because people forget about the Jordan before he won the titles, okay? So Michael Jordan, greatest of all time. There's no argument that you could give. The stats, the numbers don't lie. It is what it is. 6 finals appearances, 6 rings, 30 points a game, 8 seasons or more. First team defense 9 times. Defensive player of the year. MVP 5 times. Career high 69 points, 19 rebounds, 17 assists. 10 steals, 6 blocks. I mean, everything says Jordan is better than LeBron James. I don't even know where people get that argument from. It's crazy to me. But what's even more important, because I won't even entertain that. If a person say LeBron James is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan, I won't even talk to him. Like, I'm done. We don't even have to talk, because you don't know what you're talking about. So, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, because people just like to throw LeBron James just right over Kobe and just go to the LeBron James. Who is the GOAT, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? And just skip over Kobe. Like, Kobe wasn't great, you know? So, let's talk more of that, you know? More of Kobe and LeBron than LeBron and Jordan, or Kobe and Jordan, because there's no comparison there. Okay, I'm back. So we got Kobe Bryant versus LeBron James. Okay, I went over the first 4 years of each player's stats. Kobe came out of high school. LeBron came out of high school. Okay, LeBron statistically had a way better first 4 years in the NBA starting off. LeBron was the first overall pick of the draft, 2003 draft. He was the rookie of the year. He played in 79 games and started all 79 games. So he came out the gate as a starter. He averaged 39 and a half minutes per game. And that led him to averaging 20.9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, almost 6 assists, almost 2 steals a game. Okay, Kobe first year, he wasn't the rookie of the year. He played in 71 games, only started 6 games, averaged 15 and a half minutes per game, 7 points a game, almost 2 rebounds, 1.3 assists, and almost 1 steal a game. Field goal percentage for Kobe first year, he shot 41% from the field. And LeBron James shot the same percentage, 41% from the field. Had a lot more minutes and, you know, averaged more. Second year, Kobe Bryant played in 79 games, only started 1 game, but his minutes went up. Went up by 11 minutes, started averaging 26 minutes a game. His point per game average more than doubled, started averaging 15.4 points per game, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and almost a steal. His field goal percentage also went up to 42% from the field. So, second year, got more minutes, doubled his points per game, and he did a lot better his second year. LeBron James' second year, he also improved. His minutes went up from 39 to 42 minutes a game, averaged 27 points per game, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2.2 steals, played in 80 games and started all 80 games. So LeBron, amazing first 2 years. Third year with LeBron, improved again. 31 points per game, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.6 steals, almost 2 steals. So he improved again in his third year. Kobe Bryant also improved again in his third year, averaging 37.9 minutes a game. Now he's the starter. He's getting 37 minutes a game. His points per game average went up to 19.9, almost 20 points a game. 5 rebounds, almost 4 assists, and 1.4 steals and 1 block a game. So Kobe third year, he's the starting shooting guard now. Eddie Jones is gone. He's getting the minutes and his stats has increased along with those minutes that he's getting. Okay. Now, both of their fourth years, LeBron James in his fourth year reached the NBA Finals. LeBron James averaged 27 points a game, almost 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.6 steals a game, started in 78 games and played 78 games. And reached the NBA Finals. He took the Cleveland Cavaliers in the 06-07 season to the NBA Finals. And even though they were swept by the San Antonio Spurs, they were heavily undermatched. LeBron James was the only all-star on that team. And the Spurs had Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Ginobili, I think Bruce Bowen, Greg Popovich. They had a Hall of Fame coach. And coaching definitely matters in the NBA. Kobe Bryant, fourth year, the 99-2000 season. He went to the finals also, but they won the NBA finals. So they both reached the finals in the fourth year. Even though Kobe had a slower start his first three seasons, once he became a starter in his third year, definitely his stats improved along with his minutes. But his fourth year, he improved even more. He averaged 22.5 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 4.9 assists, 1.6 steals per game. He played in 66 games and started 62 games and won the NBA title his fourth year. LeBron James reached the finals his fourth year. Kobe reached the finals and won one. Jordan didn't reach the finals in his fourth year. It took Jordan 7 seasons to reach the NBA finals. But once he did, he won. But like I said, this is between Kobe and LeBron. So, yeah, they both reached the finals in the fourth year. Kobe won a title in the fourth year. And I'll say this, you know, Kobe definitely had Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal was that first championship. Shaquille O'Neal was the leader of that team. Clearly, the dominant player in the All-Star and was the MVP of those finals. And wouldn't have, you know, Kobe wasn't the top dog on that team. When LeBron was the top dog on his team, and maybe if he had somebody like a Shaq or another star that was close to him, maybe they could have won more games. I still don't think they would have beat the San Antonio Spurs for the simple fact of I don't believe LeBron James is better than Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to tell y'all why, okay? So LeBron could have had some help. It wouldn't have changed him winning the title, and this is the reason why, okay? But back to Kobe first. So Kobe, first championship, he was the second best player on the team. But you need more than one player to win a title. We see that on every team. Jordan has Scottie Pippen, another all-star, to win his titles. Kobe has Shaq. You see Golden State. Golden State got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, KD. You had the Spurs with multiple people. You had Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili. It takes a team effort and multiple stars to win the championship. You can't do it by yourself. The Boston Celtics, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. So you can't do it by yourself. But this is why I take Kobe over LeBron. And like I said, this is not to bash LeBron. We're talking about the best of the best here. So it's no bash, but people just throwing LeBron over Kobe. And I'm going to tell you why Kobe, and it's kind of more than what you want for your team, who you going to depend on taking. Because I'll say this, LeBron is a great player, and he's going to win you games. He's going to win you games. He'll get you to the playoffs. He'll even get you to the finals. But LeBron James is not a closer. He can't close a game. He can ride the team, get the team there, and keep them in the game. And as long as he has a lead or the team has a lead, I'll say a 6-7 double-digit point lead, he can coast to wins. But if it's 4 minutes or less left in the fourth quarter, and it's a four-point game or less in the fourth quarter, especially if they're down, LeBron James shies away from the moment. Now, over these past few years, it is 2019, he has gotten a lot better with trying to take some initiative in the last minutes of a game when it's a 1-2 possession game. That's a problem that Kobe Bryant never had. Like I said, we ain't even talk about Jordan. We know Jordan never had that problem. He came into the game a killer and was making the shot, willing to take the shot and make the shot. Kobe Bryant was willing to take the shot but couldn't make the shot early on. We saw the videos of the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Utah Jazz and Kobe taking three-pointers in the playoffs and airballing. But guess what? Losses is what make a champion. You have to learn from your mistakes. At least Kobe was willing to take those shots as a young player. That's what made him hit so many game-winning shots. That's what made him want the ball in pressure situations. That's a problem that LeBron James has. LeBron James just is not in his DNA. He's 6'8", 250, 260 pounds. And like, I don't want to sound like I'm bashing LeBron, because I'm not. I'm a LeBron fan. He's on the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers is my favorite team, okay? I want them to do good. But I know LeBron James, he needs a closer. I wish he could just be that closer, but it's not in him. I saw it too many times. Okay. So let me get back on this, because I'm going too far ahead. So Kobe, 2000 NBA Finals, Shaq was clearly the best player, led the team. After the 2000 season, 2001 and 2002 seasons, it was neck and neck. It was no more Shaq is carrying. No, it was Shaq is 1A and Kobe is 1A. It was a 1-2 punch, okay? Shaq needed Kobe just as much as Kobe needed Shaq. Okay, so they won those finals together. The second and third title that Kobe got, 1A, 1A player. Okay? And then in the 2004 season, they lost to the Pistons. They split their ways. Shaq went to Miami. Kobe stayed in Los Angeles. And just got even better and got his team back to the finals in the 2009-2010 season and won them. He also went to the finals in the 2008 season and lost to the Boston Celtics, the Big Three. You can call it the Big Four, because Rondo ended up turning out to be a very good player. But when they beat the Lakers in 08, Rondo, he wasn't the all-star Rondo yet. Sam Cassell was the closer for that team. But Kobe Bryant has been to the finals 7 times and has won 5. Okay? 3 with Shaq, 2 with Gasol. But 4 of those, 2 out of the 5 titles that he won, 2 of the titles, he was 1A, 1A. And the other 2, he was clearly the best player in the first one that he won. Shaq was the best player. He was the second best player on the team. That's still four titles when he's the best player, and one when he has someone that can carry the load. Okay, that's still five titles. LeBron James is 3-8 in the NBA Finals. 3-8. I want to say 3-9. Let me see. 2007, lost to the Spurs. 2011, lost to the Mavericks. 2012, won it. 2013, won it. 2014, lost to the Spurs. 2015, lost to the Warriors. 2016, won it. 2017, lost to the Warriors. 2018, lost to the Warriors. LeBron James is 3-9 in the NBA Finals. Okay? And to be honest with y'all, he is a Ray Allen 3 and a Kyrie Irving 3 away from being 1-9 in the NBA Finals. He needs a closer. How many times have we seen LeBron James in the game when it's 4 minutes or less and it's a pressure game, the playoffs or the finals, and he doesn't want the shot? Okay? People like to say how Kobe had Shaq. LeBron James had Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in their prime. LeBron James is the reason that we have a Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green on the same team. He's the reason, because he went over there and got with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in their prime. I'm talking about 6 years into the league. Like I said, the first 4 years of a player's career, he transitioned, he learned, and after that fourth year, you in your prime. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh was in their prime. Dwayne Wade had won a championship with Shaq in 2006. Okay? It was no way that LeBron, that Miami Heat team should have lost to them Dallas Mavericks. It's no way. With Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, who people like to argue is the GOAT, better than Kobe, better than Jordan. It's no way that they should have lost that finals. You got Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, three All-Stars, Shane Battier. Man, I forgot who was all on that team. Man, that team was loaded. Clearly the better team. Kobe never lost with the better team. You could say the 04 team was close against the Pistons, but Gary Payton was kind of old. Karl Malone definitely was old, and Shaq and Kobe had a lot of tension going. And the Detroit Pistons, we saw what that team did. After the Detroit Pistons won that finals, they was in the conference finals for the next 3-4 years in a row. So that was an amazing Pistons team with Chauncey Billups, Ray, Richard Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, Rasheed Wallace, and Ben Wallace. That was a very, very good basketball team. So Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan never lost with the best team. And I argue that if you take LeBron James off of that Heat team and put Kobe on that team, they would have won. They would have beat the Dallas Mavericks. LeBron James averaged 19 points per game that finals. He had an 8 or 9 point finals game. 17, he averaged 19 points per game against the Dallas Mavericks in the 2011 season. in his seventh year, clearly in his prime, already had been to the finals, already had been into the playoffs, was being called the best player in the league at this time. Kobe Bryant was still in the league, just finished making it to the final, but people was giving LeBron the title as the best player in the league. And then you get to the finals and you lose to the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks had a decent team with Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd, who was way past his prime. Jason Kidd had went to the finals against Kobe and Shaq in 2001-2002. So he was way past his prime. Jason Terry, killing them boys. Killing LeBron. Okay? So that 2011 loss should never lost. There's no way to take that back. Jordan never lost in the finals. Kobe 5-7 in the finals. LeBron James, with the clearly better team, lost to the Dallas Mavericks. Okay? Turned around and they beat a young Oklahoma City team, beat them 4-1. We'll get a Heat that one. The Heat got the better team. Oklahoma City had a young Durant, a young Westbrook, and a young James Harden. While Miami Heat got a veteran Dwayne Wade, a veteran LeBron James, and a veteran Chris Bosh, along with Ray Allen and everybody else that they had on that team, you should win the finals. You have the better team. 2012, they turn around and they win the finals against the Spurs, which they should. You got the three best players, but then you turn around and then the next year, then you lose to the Spurs again, man. And like I said, I'm not trying to bash LeBron James, but I don't understand how people so quickly throw LeBron James over Kobe Bryant. They just skip over it completely. He is a Ray Allen 3 and a Kyrie Irving 3 away from being 1-9 in the NBA Finals. Like I said, the first 46 minutes of a game, the first 44 minutes of a game, you can ride LeBron James. He's gonna look amazing. He's gonna take shots. If they up by 6-8 points, he'll shoot deep threes with 3 minutes left in the game and make them. He'll hit fadeaways and make them. But let them be down. Let his team be down by 4 points with 2 minutes left in the game. He don't want the shot. He don't want to go to the free throw line. He has free throw problems. Kobe Bryant, over 80% free throw shooter in his career. Michael Jordan also. And guess what? They want the ball in their hands. Matter of fact, you could probably put two, maybe three people on them. They still going to try to get the shot up because they believe that it's going in. And that's what LeBron James don't have. And, you know, that's why I say it's up to you and what you want. Because that's not even to say that that's a bad thing, you know. Maybe you want somebody who is just going to make the right play and pass it. But when it comes to the finals and it comes to winning championships, you need your best player with the ball and taking that shot. That's what separate Jordan and Kobe from LeBron James. And this is why LeBron James is not better than Kobe. LeBron James is amazing, but he's not better than Kobe. And it's not by that far off. You know, if I had to pick, out of Kobe and LeBron James. I mean, you're probably going to get to the finals with them both. You know? You're probably going to get to the finals with them both. But if they meet head-to-head and the game is close and it's tight, Kobe got a better chance of winning that finals than LeBron James. LeBron James going to need somebody else to close. He's going to need a Dwayne Wade. He's going to need a Kyrie Irving. He's going to need somebody to make that shot. While if you got Kobe Bryant is going to take that shot. Kobe Bryant wants that shot. Kobe Bryant wants the ball in his hand. Kobe wants to go to the free. Kobe wish you would foul him with seconds left to ice the game. Kobe's going to ice it. LeBron James doesn't want to get fouled with seconds left in the game to ice it and win the game. That's the difference. So, you know, you can argue and say what you want. You can find me at Butter Trillions on IG. Leave comments under my music. You can at me on Twitter at Butter Trillion and tweet at Why LeBron James Better. You can find me on YouTube and subscribe to me on YouTube and comment Why LeBron James is better, but it's not. Even the stats say it. I mean, he got a little bit better. LeBron James got a little bit better point averages and rebounds and assists. And the main thing is just because, you know, them first two years when Kobe Bryant was not a starter, I mean, it's hard to make up for 7.6 points per game, 15 points a game, 3 rebounds per game, 1 rebounds. That's going to take away from your average because he didn't come in as a starter. He had to play behind Eddie Jones. But once he became the man, he became the man. And Kobe Bryant also did it on the defensive side of the ball. That's another knock that I got against LeBron James. I know he's getting older now, but LeBron James don't, even during his prime, LeBron James really don't like to guard the other best offensive player on the other side of the ball. LeBron James is always on the weakest player. Jordan didn't do that and Kobe didn't do that. If the other team, whoever the other team best offensive player was, Jordan, Kobe wanted to shut them down. LeBron James don't want that matchup. He wants to look too perfect. He wants his field goal percentage to be too perfect. Instead of just winning the game, forget. It don't matter how many shots it take, how many shots you miss. As long as you get the win, that's what matters. So, you know, Kobe Bryant, 5-7 in the finals. LeBron James, 3-9. Kobe Bryant, 9 defensive first teams. Kobe Bryant, 9 defensive first team defense. LeBron James, 5. I mean, more titles, more defenses. It's Kobe Bryant over LeBron James. But LeBron James definitely 100% is one of the best to ever play the game. Can't take that away from him. He is on the Los Angeles Lakers, which is my favorite team. I wanted them to get to the finals. I wanted them to get to the playoffs. I'm not going to say the finals, because I believe Kevin Durant on Golden State is an unbeatable team. I don't care. I mean, you can even bring, you know, I said Jordan is the GOAT, but you could bring that Jordan team. That team ain't beating this Golden State Warriors team with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. It's just not happening, man. That's the best team ever assembled. So, you know, I don't take nothing away from LeBron losing to Golden State for these past 2 years. You know, I mean, the first one, I gotta say, when once the Golden State Warriors got Kevin Durant, that first one when they still had Kyrie and they lost, I mean, hey, if you LeBron James, you got Kyrie Irving, you got Kevin Love, man, you gotta find a way to win that if you the greatest player on earth, like everybody claiming you to be. You gotta find a way. That 2017 Cleveland Cavaliers squad was a very, very talented squad. I don't blame them. The first one they lost against Golden State without Kyrie, without Kevin Love, or when Kyrie left and they just had Kevin Love. You know, they just outmatched. But those 4 years with Miami, should have had four titles, and you could have found the way to win against Golden State when they got KD that first year and y'all still had Kyrie Irving. Yeah, that's it for the second episode of the Butter Trillion podcast on the GOAT between Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Kobe Bryant edges out LeBron James by just a little bit. The NBA Finals is going on right now. The regular season, I mean the free agency, is coming up in the offseason. Hopefully, KD goes somewhere else and the Lakers with LeBron James can find a way to reach the finals, and we can see what happened in the finals. You know, if KD get off Golden State, then we can have some more competitive basketball. But like I said, I want y'all to follow me on IG at ButterTrillion. Follow me on Twitter at ButterTrillion. Subscribe to my YouTube at ButterTrillion. I'll be bringing y'all more podcasts on sports, music, and just other things in the world. I'm big on cryptocurrency also. Maybe I'll do a episode about cryptocurrency. But yeah, ButterTrillion. Check me out.